the rest of the story. Did you hear the one about the avid golfer who was so angered and despondent over a particularly bad round that he broke the putter over his knee and threw his caddy into the pond and returned to the locker room and slashed his wrists? Well, this poor fellow standing there bleeding to death when an unwitting golf buddy comes into the locker room and says, "Howard, we've got three and need a foursome. We're teeing off tomorrow." At which point the hapless golfer clasps his wrists together and eagerly asks, "What time?" It's another of those golf jokes, semi-morbid but painfully funny, because of the real-life seriousness with which some golfers take their game. All right, did you hear the one about the famous woman golfer who was so intent on maintaining her skill that she was back on the course an hour after learning that her husband had been murdered? No, this is not a joke. Easily ranking among the most avid, determined, skillful golfers of all time was a woman, Mary Stewart. Her athletic interests were many, including hunting and horseback riding, but in all of the outdoors activities that she might have chosen as her favorite, the one to which she undeniably committed herself was golf. She was unique in that her playing was on a par with most of her contemporaries, male and female. But there was also a conflict of interests in Mary Stewart's life, a bothersome something which threatened to distract her from her all-important game. That was her job. Her job kept interfering. That's right, as well as being an expert golfer, Mary had a job on the side, and the two responsibilities, her indoor profession and the sport she loved, seemed always to be struggling for priority. Naturally, there were those men and women who recoiled at the idea of a woman, any woman, no matter how talented, playing golf. These were Mary's critics, the ones who stood by patiently waiting for an inconsistency or an impropriety in the young woman's life so that she might be shamed into forever leaving golf to the men. Well, one day Mary's critics did get their wish. For immediately after learning of her husband's murder, immediately after learning that her husband had been murdered, Mary Stewart was back out on the course, whacking away at that little white ball. And yet even those who were reticent to forgive her, those who now unabashedly assailed her for her callous and unladylike obsession with golf, even they could not dissuade Mary Stewart. She continued to play. And eventually, through continuing to practice, she made her mark in that sport. She became celebrated as a woman golfer, as the first ever anywhere celebrated woman golfer. The young lad who carried her clubs was a military cadet, and that's how the term caddy is traced back to her. That's where the word caddy came from, because her first caddy was a military cadet. This woman who opened the door for generations of respected women golfers, this woman whose passion for the sport was so enormous that even her husband's murder could not keep her off the course, nor could her indoor job as Queen of Scotland. Mary Stewart? That's right. Mary, Queen of Scots. Now you know the rest of the story.